sponsors and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Today is the day for the debate. Candidates are ready. CNN, lying media, they're ready. The leaders of the nations will be watching. This is a pivotal debate. I will watch it. And this is out of the New York Times. Donald Trump, he claimed that Biden tonight is going to be pumped up on drugs to enhance his performance at the debate. And Biden has been at Camp David for 2 weeks. Kamala Harris has been there for 2 weeks. They have somewhere in the vicinity of 9 to 16 people prepping them for the debate. I don't know why Kamala Harris has to be there. Jill Biden, Nurse Ratched, a.k.a. Nurse Ratched, she's there partially part of the time. Joe, I'm pretty sure they have him on a treadmill. They want him to be look strong, to be robust, not trip. Going on with the article, this is again out of the New York Times today. Trump's assertions have been dismissed by some segments of the media as campaign bluster. Private doctors to the rich and the famous tell the Post that VIPs often use drug cocktails and other treatments to give themselves an edge before they take the spotlight for a big event. Well, if the VIPs do it, I guarantee you, Joe Biden will take him. Will Trump? No. I don't think so. I don't even think, I know Trump doesn't drink beer. He doesn't drink at all. Doesn't smoke. Doesn't chew. He likes a nice steak with the vegetables. He doesn't drink wine. Biden, we don't know what he eats. Private doctors, again, to the rich and famous, tell the Post that VIPs often use the drug cocktails and other treatments for themselves to give themselves an edge before they take the spotlight for the big event. These can include everything from a peptides infusion for a boost in brain function, Botox to avoid a sweaty brow, Adderall for enhanced focus, and also a shot in the hind end. Now, I wonder what else they would find in Biden's blood tests. Maybe a little cocaine, other illicit drugs, adrenochrome, I don't joke about adrenochrome. This is the drug of the wealthy. What is it? It is human blood. Infants, especially, that have been tortured, traumatized, their adrenaline, their blood is enriched with adrenaline, and this is what the wealthy prefer over everything else. So adrenaline, adrenochrome. Also, the article says that they need energy. They don't need the side effects of caffeine. They don't need the side effects of illicit drugs like hallucinating, shaking hands with invisible people, talking to people that aren't there. Biden is 81, Trump is 78. These are the oldest individuals to, in this coming election, to ever be elected. Voters are going to be scrutinizing the candidates for any sign of weakness or cognitive decline. Modern medicines can do amazing things to enhance performance in pressure cooker environments. Here's what a presidential candidate looks, a candidate looking for a boost might take before a big night like the first presidential debate on CNN. Cognitive boosting treatments like peptides, nicotinamide, adrenine, dinucleotide, therapy, and vitamin B shots are usually given intravenously. Cocaine, generally through the nose. Oh, I'm sorry. I put that in there. Sorry. Peptides for clarity. Cora B. said VIP clients who need to be at their sharpest mentally often seek treatments like peptide infusions. Let me load it up. Peptides are small amino acid chains that occur naturally inside the body, with each type playing different roles in various biological functions and muscle growth, digestion, hormone production, tissue repair. Also gives the ability to lie, misinform, and to hallucinate. Okay, I added that. It didn't say the ability to lie or misinform or hallucinate. That was my comment. There are also peptides that support cognitive function. Those things have actually been proven to have side effects. The side effect of easing the mind and giving more clarity when someone is speaking. They find their words are more easily. I'll return in a few minutes. The Present Truth with Rodriguez. You're listening to The Present Truth on America's Freedom Network.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Why Refi for a while now. Why Refi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-Y-REFI-24. That's 888-Y-REFI-24. Tell them Joe sent you.
I'll continue with this article out of the New York Post, the possible drugs that Joe Biden is going to be given. So these drugs, some have been proven to have a side effect on easing the mind and giving more clarity when someone is speaking. They find their words more easily. In what our clients tell us over and over again, Corabi said. Peptides are often given via infusion. NAD is a therapy for anxiety. It's nicotinamide. Another function treatment among the powerful and well-healed is the nicotinamide. Adenine, dinucleotide. NAD therapy, which is known to ease anxiety and reduce stress. NADs are coenzymes that also naturally occur in our bodies, and our cells would be unable to generate the energy we need to function without them. NADs work on your cells at the basic level and can really impact your brain cells, your personality, cognitive areas. People who have been on heavy doses of ADHD or anxiety medications are finding that they can set them aside and end up feeling much better, Corby said. Trump has claimed that Biden will be pumped for Thursday's debate. These treatments are typically given intravenously. The hope would be that it would help them feel more naturally calm and more articulate. Botox is for sweat, because they're going to be on these 100-inch televisions. Their appearance during the debates will also be an area of consternation for the respective teams. Too much sweat under the bright studio lighting could telegraph nervousness or weaknesses, as Richard Nixon learned the hard way in 1960. Modern medicine has found a way to treat flop sweat. That's what they call it. I've never heard that term before, flop sweat. Botox, Adderall, a powerful medication to treat ADHD, can improve listening skills, help someone pay attention, seem more alert, attentive, and less sleepy. You might use Botox for sweating a week before. You inject them around your hands, the feet, the forehead, as well to decrease the amount of sweating when you're under the hot lights. Dr. Howard Sorbell, a dermatological surgeon, stated, "You see what happened to Giuliani," referring to the former New York City mayor's infamous November 2020 press conference, where his profuse sweating caused a dark streak of what was believed to be hair dye to run down his cheek. Vitamin B shots for energy. Other last-minute boosts include vitamin B infusion drips, which can increase the health of brain function and increase energy as well. The doc says of the drips, it's a quick pick-me-up. You can do it daily before the day before and people mix it with other vitamins. Injections of vitamin B12 often given in the hind end or upper thigh also provide a range of potential benefits for the candidates, from increasing energy levels and combating fatigue to helping improve focus. Biden has faced criticism for many public gaffes throughout his presidency. So they use Adderall for the attention. There's also the popular ADHD medication Adderall, long abused by students at all night study sessions in college dorms, which Trump has named specifically in his speculation about Biden's debate prep regimen. What does it do? It improves listening skills, helps someone pay attention, again, seems more alert, less sleepy. So I repeat this. Sobel noted the pills take effect within 30 minutes, last for about 7 hours. Joe's not going to sleep well tonight. Provigil to fight sleepiness. Another prescription drug, Provigil, decreases energy excessive sleepiness. To be clear, none of these treatments is illegal, and neither medical professional has provided any form of care to either Biden or Trump. Strange. Joe will be hydrated with all of the above. It will be and the thing is, Joe doesn't know anything about what he's going to be taking. But everyone there in the medical team at the Camp David, the whole medical team, they are monitoring everything, the right doses of everything. And they are continually, subliminally, in every other way, telling him, read the teleprompter, only the teleprompter, nothing else but the teleprompter. You watch tonight. His eyes will shift only to the teleprompter. And once his eyes leave the teleprompter, then it's going to get good. Then we're going to get a real insight into his. One thing about people that have dementia, they're very aggressive. They're very quick. They're very, they're angry. When his eyes leave the teleprompter and he starts to look around, watch out. So that takes care of what's going to happen with this debate tonight. The group that I call continuity of government, the system that is fighting for its dear life, fighting to continue to live. What do I mean by that system? The rulers of America, the rich men of this country. This debate tonight, if it goes well, for Biden, which it won't, they may have round two. But as everyone is suspecting, it is not going to go well with Biden. And there may not be a second debate. They cannot put an individual in front of the world that is not incompetent, but does not have the abilities mentally to make decisions for this country, make decisions with foreign policy. They cannot allow him to, it's going to be a disaster. Joe Biden, this may be, I don't know, I just feel to watch, because tonight's going to be the deciding factor for the Democrat Party. This is a big event for them. They are doing everything possible behind the scenes. Now I'm going to take you down a rabbit hole. Down the rabbit hole, also, all of the secret societies, they have their, what you would easily understand as their occult witchcraft and prayer teams, praying feverishly that the unseen world will help Joe Biden to get on base. He won't hit a home run. He won't hit a double. They're hoping he just gets on base. Because the whole occult world is depending on the Democrats continuing to rule this country. This may seem odd to you. It's in the Bible. Secret societies at Yale, the members in the Supreme Court, they are, some of these members are Jesuits. Many of these individuals in the Senate are Freemasons, or they're in some other skull and bones. So the whole occult world is involved in attempting to continue to remain in control in this country. There was a gentleman, Jordan Maxwell. Jordan Maxwell, if you have access to YouTube, put his name in. Jordan Maxwell tells a story about all of the very influential people in government, in corporations that he has interviewed, spent time with, has barbecued with, had dinner with, went on vacation with. And he has, I don't believe he is a Christian. He's just an educator, speaker. But he gives detailed insight into the world of the corporations, all of them, IBM, the pharmaceutical world, all the big car companies, auto manufacturing, everything. And he says there's one, always a common denominator, they're all involved in the occult. They're involved in secret societies. They're involved with hidden things. And all these, this society and the people in the power in this country, in the occult, they cannot, they know that to destroy their plan for this country, the plan that they have for this country and their plan for the world, Donald Trump is the biggest threat. So I'm telling you, down the rabbit hole, there's a lot of witchcraft going out, a lot of cursing, a lot of evil that'll take place tonight. And this evil is directed at Donald Trump to destroy him, just like in 2020 and 2016. So I'm just taking you down the rabbit hole. I'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth with Rodriguez. Every day, 11 to 1 on America's Freedom Network.com podcast. The first hour will be on America's Freedom Network.com.
All families are different, and some have parents or children with little to no eyesight. But this doesn't stop them from sharing the work, play, love, and laughter of family life. Eyesight doesn't define a parent, a child, or a family. What counts is being together. Want to learn more? Visit us on the web at blind.org. The National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, will your bachelor of arts help you get by?
On AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth program. The first hour will be aired on KHNC Radio, 1360 AM at 6 p.m. daily, Monday through Friday. Sundays, I host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program at 10 to 1 on two sites, 1360KHNC.com, and also now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcasts will be on 1360KHNC.com. Okay, now with the debate tonight, there's an individual. They're trying to rig it, but I say something's going to happen. There's an individual by the name of Tim Pool. He has an article, CNN contacts social media companies to censor conservative media during live presidential debate. And Tim Pool says this, I received a message from the YouTube last week asking to hop on a phone call to discuss the RNC and the presidential cycle, and I said sure. I briefly spoke with some individuals at YouTube earlier today who made it clear that CNN reached out expressing concern. I don't know the full extent, but making it known that YouTube better contact their news programs over the CNN debate. Now, of course, like all professional debates, which is the epitome of civic responsibility or civic participation, we will provide live commentary and fact-checking on this presidential debate, as we have done for every other. So as long as this show has been around, in a show of good faith, YouTube asked me to reach out to CNN to see if there was anything that they would be looking for in this regard, because apparently they are asking other networks who are doing the exact same thing to abide by certain restrictions. I said, okay, I'll reach out, to which the immediate response was something along the lines of confirming we will not allow anyone on YouTube to use this outside of, you know, CNN granting certain platforms, basically saying, you can't do this. My response immediately was commentary on presidential debate is the epitome of fair use. Hope that helps. So this Thursday will be particularly interesting. I think that the news is big. I can't really put that succinctly in 80 characters for a YouTube headline, but this is massive that CNN is pulling this move. We saw something similar that Fox News had done. Fox had filed several takedowns on various shows, including ours, but they abandoned their copyright claims because this is unquestionably fair use. We have the two people running for the president of the country. One of them is currently president, and we're going to fact check, and we're going to comment, and we're going to call them out in real time. If we can't do that, if no one else can, then that's severely limiting civic participation, and it's allowing a biased network that is in the past has likened Trump to Hitler to control who can and cannot fact check this man. As we know, with special rules for this debate, they are seeking to control the narrative. I believe that is exactly why they reached out to YouTube and why YouTube reached out to me, because they don't want anyone to break their narrative. That's the dirty game they're playing. It's going to be a fun Thursday. This is Politics in Empire. This is the government for itself and not for the people. Two Americas. The system and the people of America who want to be informed. But you have the monster in place. You have this beast. You have a system that will, at all costs, protect itself. And the American people now are finally starting to wake up. You know, many during the Vietnam War, the young people at that time, from between 15 to 25, were aware of what was happening in this country, not because they were going to college. They were protesting, not because of that. But the young men were watching. I remember in the 68, 69, 70, 71, Walter Cronkite, every night, this is Walter Cronkite with today's news. And it was always about our America's activities during that day, what we did in Vietnam. But the young men paid attention because we were going to get drafted. We were going to be forced to either join the military or drafted and sent to Vietnam. Some were very fortunate. They ended up in Germany. They ended up in other areas of the world. But I think 80% ended up in Vietnam. So we were watching the news. Now with the news now, the fiscal year 2025 NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, now the draft, enacting the draft once again of America's youth, male and female, and they will receive these mRNA vaccinations. Now mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, and the young people between 18 and 26 are now going to pay attention. They're going to go do the drugs, do whatever they do, tattoo parlors, piercing companies or parlors, but they're going to be talking about the draft. They're going to start watching what is happening in the news because they're about to lose their independence. Whether they are LGBTQ, LG, whatever. Whether they're, whatever their sexual proclivity is.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back. Opening weekend, June 15th and 16th. Filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians. Comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment. It's fantasy. It's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Discount tickets available at KHNC. For more information, visit ColoradoRenaissance.com.
The number, let's say...
Hello, Church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. In Ephesians 6, verse 12, Paul tells us, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. No one knows what lies in store for us in the days ahead, but we must be prepared spiritually to face whatever comes our way. And part of that equipping involves putting on the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And at GodsFeedingStation.org, we strive to ensure that everyone who comes and visits us will be as immersed as they possibly can be in the Word of God, so that together we are prepared to face not just tomorrow, but eternity. GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
We learned
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
It was documented.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Won't be able to hide in Mexico, in Latin America. There's no place they can go this time. Empire has locked everything down. And with the panoptic age, all seeing, all hearing, all knowing, there's no place to hide. This is, there is this thought in the Bible. There are some of these plagues that are grievous. They're sores in the body that can't be healed. That's grievous. Well, this coming draft, I say in the same spirit, is grievous. This is something that is tormenting to the mind. It is something that distresses the soul of the individual that may be drafted and those that love them. It's going to distress the soul of this country. They have to tell us what they're going to do, and they are telling us. The youth of the country are going to be drafted. They're going to be drafted. Is there anything we can do about it? No. With that thought, these drafts are going to be international. The countries of the world are going to draft their citizens. In Ukraine, if you're 56 years of age, they send you to the front line without maybe a week of training. That's about it. It's going to happen in England, all the European nations. It's going to happen in China. It's already happening in China, but you watch. The Chinese are going to draft even more of their youth. They're going to be a war society. When the nation goes to war, which China, when it goes to war, the whole, everything in the country is geared for war, just like what's happened in Russia. The everything, industry, manufacturing, everything in Russia, it's geared for war. It's a war economy. This is going to begin to happen with all of the countries. The NATO countries now, they're geared for war. They're not just sending munitions. Now, in these NATO countries, there's once again activity within the military, in their militaries. This is what this is what Joel and many other prophets of Israel stated in their writings about our time, the time in which their Messiah would come, or that we who are believers, the return of Christ, of Yeshua, once again, the whole world, the economies would become war economies. All manufacturing would be geared toward war. Clothing, food will go to armies, rationing. Is there going to be rationing in this country? I do think that it is coming once again. Now, before I leave this first hour, which will play tonight at 6 p.m. on AM Radio 1360 here in the Johnstown area, you can listen again if you want, 1360khnc.com. And then also, it'll be archived in the podcast section here on americasfreedomnetwork.com, the first hour. God willing, next week, both hours will be aired here, and if not, it will be aired on 1360khnc.com. Israel's top court. It rules that the ultra-Orthodox Jews must be drafted. This is in the Hebrew prophet Joel said that Israel also must prepare for her end-time conflicts. Seminary students have been exempt from compulsory military service for decades, but the Israeli court unanimously ruled that the military must draft ultra-Orthodox Jewish seminary students into military service. As the war in Gaza stretches into its ninth month and Israel faces a shortage of manpower. On Tuesday, the court also ordered the government to stop funding religious schools or yeshivas whose students avoid the draft. Quote, at this time, there is no legal framework that makes it possible to distinguish between yeshiva students and those destined for military service, the court said. Accordingly, the state does not have the authority to order a blanket ordinance of their conscription. End of quote. In Israel, military service is compulsory for most Jewish men and women, whereas ultra-Orthodox or Haredi Jewish seminary students have been largely exempt from conscription since the foundation of the state in 1948. The exemptions have long sparked anger among secular Israelis, and the rift has deepened further since the military called up thousands of soldiers following the outbreak of the Gaza conflict. These days, in the midst of a difficult war, the burden of the inequality is more acute than ever and requires the advancement of a sustainable solution to the issues, the Supreme Court justices wrote in their ruling. The whole world, including Israel. This is the world we live in. We cannot hide from it. America, this is noisome. This is disturbing. But Rick Rodriguez, the present truth.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
reasons to own gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
So I'm going to finish out the hour by finishing out this little article. This was out of RT News International. Israeli.
Here's a little song I wrote.
Jews
might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry.
The court said there are currently 60,000 draft age Haredi, I think that's how you pronounce it, young men. Ultra-Orthodox Jews view their full-time religious study as fundamental in preserving Judaism and distance themselves from secular society, particularly the military, in compliance with strict observance of the faith. The Haredi parties have staunchly opposed attempts to enlist seminary students in the military. The ruling has been condemned by the United Torah Judaism and Shas, two ultra-Orthodox parties in Netanyahu's ruling coalition. Under Torah Judaism, leader Yitzhak Goldknopf wrote on X on Tuesday that the ruling was expected and very unfortunate. The state of Israel, quote, continuing to quote, was established to be the home for the Jewish people whose Torah is the bedrock of its existence. The Holy Torah will prevail, he stated. Now, Benjamin Netanyahu has continued to emphasize that Israel will continue with this campaign until the objectives in Gaza are achieved, which means total victory over the jihadist terrorists. The jihadists want the whole world. They don't want to just erase Israel and the history of Israel, ethnic cleansing and genocide, which they want both. Genocide, complete total elimination of the Jewish people, and ethnic cleansing of their culture and the history. Netanyahu told the Israeli media that some of the Israeli Defense Forces manpower would shift north to focus on the border with Lebanon as Israel faces off with Hezbollah. And this has happened. They have begun operations in Lebanon. Israel will expand north. Already, the Jordanian government said they are not going to be active in fighting against Israel, where the Arab nations have now begun to state they are going to begin sending manpower to Gaza to fight Israel. This war is escalating. It is escalating. For those that have not heard, it is a prophecy in Psalm 83. It is the prophecy of Israel going to war with enemies within, adversaries within the country, Gaza and the West Bank, and all the nations surrounding Israel. It's a regional war. And this war now, we're 9 months into it. And Israel is now begun the operations in Lebanon. It will go into Syria, Iraq, and the Jordan. I'm finished with the first hour. Again, 11 to 1 daily, or Monday through Friday, weekdays, the Present Truth program on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And the first hour of today's program will be on 1360 AM radio tonight at 6 p.m. Also, that will be streamed live on 1360KHNC.com. I'll be back in a few minutes.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed